Harriet Ma Pullen was one of the great pioneers in Skagway's history, helping to shape and mold the fledgling community. She first came to Skagway from the Olympic Peninsula of Washington State in 1897 at the beginning of the Klondike Gold Rush because she'd heard that she could pick gold nuggets up off the streets.
But of course that didn't happen.
That's Maxine Selmer, Harriet Pullen's great-granddaughter, who still resides in Skagway.
She left her children in the care of the family and hopped aboard the steamer Rosalie and arrived in Skagway September 12, 1897.
She only had $7 in her pocket when she landed, but she soon took a job cooking for Skagway's original homesteader, Captain William Moore, and the men that worked on the Sylvester Wharf. She shared a little house on First Avenue that used to flood sometimes.
The roommate had to get up early and get off the table because apparently she slept on the table. Harriet slept in a bear hide sling, so they cleaned up and cooked breakfast for the men who were working on the dock.
Meanwhile, Captain Moore was building a house for his wife, but stampeders bound for the gold fields of the Klondike overwhelmed him, so the house was never completed and he and his wife left town.
And then she rented it for several years before she bought it.
That house would go on to become the Pullen House. It was a boarding house and a hotel over the years.
And then she collected Gold Rush memorabilia and had a museum there.
Eventually, that memorabilia was featured in the World's Fair in Seattle in 1962. Harriet's business continued to grow, and in 1916, she homesteaded 160 acres in Dyea.
She had a farm over there with horses and chickens and cows.
That homestead would later go on to become part of the Klondike Gold Rush National Historical Park.
She also purchased Kern's Castle up on the hill, and it burned in a forest fire in 1912, but she had it for a couple of years before then and operated it as a, I'm going to say a resort, but not a resort like we would think of today.
Then in 1923, the President of the United States, Warren G. Harding, came to visit.
The President, his wife, J. Edgar Hoover, all came. Somebody back in Washington, D.C., said stop by Skagway and say hello to Mrs. Pullen. And that's how they happened to come in here.
She had a room reserved for them, and they freshened up. Harding made a speech on the front porch of the Pullen House, then went down to the A.B. Hall and became the final member of the Arctic Brotherhood Fraternal Order in Skagway. Shortly after leaving town, Harding died under suspicious circumstances. The Pullen House would continue to operate even after Harriet left the day-to-day operations to her daughter.
1943, there was a fire on the backside there, and the army was here and was able to save the building.
All that remains of the Pullen House now, however, is its fireplace. As the story goes, local builder Charlie Walker built the fireplace for Ma Pullen, but since she had a reputation for not paying her bills on time, he made sure she would.
She went in and lit the fireplace, and it smoked. It wouldn't go. Well, he said as soon as she paid him, he would take the extra board out of the chimney.
Harriet Ma Pullen accomplished her success mostly on her own. She had an older husband who wasn't around for much of it.
Her accomplishments were hers. It wasn't because he was right by her side the whole time helping her.
And the woman who helped shape the town of Skagway, Alaska, never wanted to leave.
She thought it was the most beautiful place, thought it was like Switzerland in its beauty.
And Harriet Pullen never did leave Skagway, passing away just shy of her 87th birthday. She was buried next to her hotel, with her gravestone still sitting next to the tracks of the White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad.